Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County this morning. I know it's kind of a wet and soggy morning here in Clay County and all over the countryside. At least we're not getting the snow and the ice like they are in a lot of places, but some of the prognosticators have stated that we may get a little of that, and some of it may come over into West Tennessee and Western Kentucky before this thing is over with. We hope nothing very serious. But it's great to be here again this morning, and we appreciate all the folks that are listening in out there in radio land that join us each Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock in the morning for the Clay County Corner. And then, of course, we also give everyone an opportunity to listen to a recorded version this afternoon at 6 o'clock. Since we're not being moved around today, but and also broadcasts get stored on the Dell Hall Horizon site where you can go and stream them online. I've got, hopefully you're coming in the next few minutes. I'll check on him while we take a little break in a few minutes and make sure he's on his way up to the road commissioner. We were going to talk a little bit about times like this when there are warnings out and what we just went through with the snow and how that affects our local roads here. So he should be up here in a few minutes, but we really appreciate everyone listening in. We appreciate the folks that make this possible each week, the Clay County Chamber, the three-star committee, and all the good folks that make this possible. And we'd like to, of course, tell everyone that we're right in the tail end of our basketball, and we'll be playing a big basketball game over at the Clay County Gym Friday night with Pickett County, which will determine district tournament seedings. Right now we're tied with them right now we're in first place, and if we win, we'll remain in first place. Our girls are in the top two spots, so a great basketball season fixing to close down, and the second season fixing to start here with our district tournaments. And actually, we've got a few things to talk about, and I'm going to take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
A state debris burn permit is required for outdoor burning through May 15th, where local restrictions do not apply. Get your leaf and brush pile burn permit free, fast, and easy from your mobile device 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time at burnsafetn.org. Where internet access is limited, call 877-350-2876 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Call volume can be high with long wait times, so get a permit online if possible. Again, that website is burnsafetn.org. Remember, fire prevention begins with you.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
A state debris burn permit is required for outdoor burning through May 15th, where local restrictions do not apply. Get your leaf and brush pile burn permit free, fast, and easy from your mobile device 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time at burnsafetn.org. Where internet access is limited, call 877-350-2876 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Call volume can be high with long wait times, so get a permit online if possible. Again, that website is burnsafetn.org. Remember, fire prevention begins with you.
And good morning, everyone. I'm sorry we lost connection with the Clay County Coroner. Trying to get that rectified down there at the courthouse, and we'll be back just as soon as we can.
Are you looking for projects to do inside until the weather warms up? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. After the break, we'll talk about things to consider if refinishing furniture is on your list this winter, right after this.
Is your backyard more blah than
ah?
If so, then you need to enter the Backyard Paradise Contest, brought to you by our friends at Pavestone and Quickcrete. One lucky contestant will win their own luxurious landscape. The Pavestone and Quickcrete pros will design a project just for the winner's home, worth up to $10,000, and help Danny and his team install it. Plus, the whole process will be featured on an episode of Today's Homeowner TV.
So get your yard ready for warmer weather. Enter now.
Just go to todayshomeowner.com/backyard. Your paradise.
If you're thinking of tackling a refinishing project in the garage, basement, or workshop while the weather is still cold outside, there are some things to consider. Even though your workspace may be warmer than the outside, it may not be warm enough for stain, paint, or polyurethane. Most of these products need to be applied at a temperature of 50 degrees or higher in order to dry properly. You can warm up your area with a space heater, but do it long before the work begins. Bring the workpiece and the air up to the temperature that you need, then turn off the space heater before starting work. If any of the finish contains flammable solvents, you don't want an active heat source in the room with those kind of fumes. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity once again to welcome you back. We had a little technical difficulties there for a few minutes, but we have made it back. And, of course, on each Thursday morning here, we do our birthday and anniversaries. We've got quite a few of them this morning, and we'll be announcing those here in a little bit and drawing out a number for a winner of our birthday prize. And also, this is a big Friday night coming up for our boys basketball team and girls basketball team over at Clay County High School. We have a battle of the top seeds coming up this weekend, going into our postseason basketball here. I think our girls are now, they're in second place, I think, and the boys are in first place, and the boys are one win away against Pickett County tomorrow night of once again being regular season champions and getting the number one seed in the district tournament. So that's a big one coming up. We've got, I guess this will be a little public service announcement that I need to make for the courthouse here, and that is that we have received a grant to, here comes the road commissioner in, we've received a grant to establish a Rolly Hole Marble Museum here in the old courthouse, and we'll be talking about that a whole big bunch as we go, but I want to remind the folks over in Monroe County, Kentucky, that Monroe County, Kentucky is the other half of the Rolly Hole Marble tradition here in Clay County, and they most assuredly will be a part of this museum, and we're going to need memorabilia. It's going to need some interview some of the old marble players and things like that here in Clay and Monroe County, pictures, videos, just all kinds of stuff put together to get this museum established and set up. So we'll be hollering at a bunch of folks on this. This is going to be a pretty good task, and we're getting started on that now trying to kind of determine some of the things that we want, try to get to as many of the people that we can, both our old-time marble players, the history of the game, and some of our youngsters. Just we've got a whole bunch of things to work on that, and we'll be this is going to be a more than one-year project, looks like. And this year we're kind of laying the groundwork, kind of decide where we're going to be going with it. So we'll be hollering at the marble folks in Clay and Monroe County to work on this. Good morning.
Morning.
But you got snowed in this morning.
I got a little busy this morning.
Well, I can't believe that. The snow's not here yet. No ice. Good morning. Mr. Browning from the Highway Department is here with me right now.
Glad to be here.
And it's always great to have him here. And first off, just let him give us a little rundown on what's been going on with the County Highway Department here, some of the improvements we've been able to make. It's been about a year again since you've been here.
Yeah.
Not hardly, maybe, but I think we catch it every year about snow time.
Yeah, we do.
Let us catch us up on how the highway department's going right now.
Everything's going good down there. We've, of course, this winter we've had our share of the winter weather. We're just preparing for this one coming through now. I hope we're kind of on the edge of this ice and stuff they're claiming, so maybe we'll be lucky on this one. I don't know, but the ones past, they've hit us pretty hard.
Okay, now, in this past little bit, what kind of improvements, things like that, have we been able to make here in the county? We got any more oil and chipping?
We've done a lot more.
I've seen a lot of asphalt trucks going through here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now there's something there that I have. If anyone has never, ever pulled up the map of Clay County roads,
yes,
you need to do that sometime.
Yes, it's surprising.
And I'm sitting here, and I'm just looking here, and I've got the map up actually where I can actually read it. And, you know, I guess of the so-called county roads, what would be maybe the most popular, most used road, outside the state highways here in the county?
Well, it's probably more than one. It would be like, say, the old Livingston Highway up here.
Uh-huh.
After the new road was built, that's heavily traveled. And believe it or not, the GPSs of people that come through here, or some of them are still sending people up Shanky. That's really busy up through there. And then you got your roads like Union Hill Moss Road and Bakerton Road. Those are really, really busy too.
Well, you know, I'm looking down through here, and you know, like I said, it's unbelievable how many named county roads. And I guess any of these roads that are named, you are responsible, because the county highway department is responsible for it.
For the most part, now there is a few that are named roads that are 911 roads.
Right, 911.
So people can get an address.
Right.
And a lot of people get that confused. Just because it does have a name sometimes doesn't mean it's necessarily a county road. It's called a 911 road. There's a few like that.
Okay. Now, I'm looking down through here, and I know a minute ago we talked about some of the roads here. And, you know, a road that, you know, I guess something that kind of floated around in my head for a long time, and that is the number of scenic county roads here in this county. How many the places, the most beautiful places in the world,
mm-hmm.
if you know how to navigate in and out of some of those places. You know, I'm looking at the Brimstone Road.
Yes.
Let's talk about that just a little bit. Take us for a little ride down the Brimstone Road.
That's a long road. It's actually the longest state aid road in the county. It's actually a state aid road, but it, you know,
it
a lot of people get that confused too.
Okay,
they think
about
it's,
that one.
Because it's state aid road, they think the state maintains it, but they do not. It's a county road. What it is, the state set up a program years ago to where they put a little more money in this program, and each year you get some. The county highway department will get so much money to keep up those state aid roads.
Okay, now, that I want to get back to Brimstone just in a minute, but I noticed this summer that one of the roads out toward Hermitage Springs, which I'd always thought was a state highway, was hauled and chipped. Was that a state highway, that the road that goes through Union Hill?
The Highway 135? Uh-huh. Yes, they tied and chipped that last.
Have you ever seen one of those before with state highway?
This was my first year. It was surprised me when they done that.
My wife, we were driving down that way one day, and I thought, golly, this was a state highway that got asphalt.
Yeah.
And we came back about a week later and had lines painted.
That's right.
I know you'd never seen that before.
No, it really surprised me, being a state highway, that they done that.
And but now back to Brimstone. Let's start at Brimstone and drive down it a little bit and talk about down the Brimstone Road.
Okay, That road is actually almost 10 miles long to the county line down there. Of course, it right at the river is where the county line is, pretty close. And you've got a certain part of it that's still gravel.
Okay, there's a few left, isn't it?
It is. And it's kind of been on my mind to try to tire and chip that, but it's a double-edged sword there, kindly, because there's not... I mean, you'd be helping the folks that's down there, but it'd take a lot of money to fix it, too.
Okay.
And I don't know.
How many families that live down in there? There's not very many, is there?
There's still, there's about four, I think, still live down there.
Of course, I know Gary and Diane Brown, purchased a place down there. And
it's actually tire and chip through their place, yeah.
Well, I'd say they wouldn't be happy, wouldn't they, with all those collector cars they drive around being out all the time.
And you got a few folks that... here that come in, you know, for a weekend.
Right, and that own places down there and,
mm-hmm.
and got either campers or little cabins or things.
Right.
And, you know, that going on down there, and that road goes down to a little landing area for boats on the Cumberland River, doesn't
That's
it?
That's right, yes.
Okay, now let's talk about that road a little further. If someone wanted to travel that road, how about a scenic ride down through there? If we get to the county line, and I know you've driven it all the way down through there.
Uh-huh.
Talk a little about going on down through into Jackson County.
Oh, it's nice down through there, too. It actually opens up more down that way because on our end, you've got a hill on both sides most of the way, and you
right.
can't really see a lot. But on down there, it opens up, and it's really nice. And the Jackson County end is tire and chipped all the way through now.
And that's called Big Bottom, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And it actually goes all the way down to Roaring River?
It does.
I guess if you're coming from
the... Well, it go all the way down to the Cumberland River Bridge there in Gaspar.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But now there is some trouble down that way. There's some slides back in March when we had those floods. It's lit off, and there's one lane and a couple places down through there, but you can still travel it.
Okay, and then as you go on down there, you go on and across the bridge there and hang a left, and you've got Highway 53, one of the most beautiful drives in the country.
It
back
is.
Back up the river, back into Salina, which makes a tremendous, tremendous ride, doesn't it?
It is. It's a nice ride. Just make that big circle. Yeah,
we need to let folks know about that, I guess, don't we? You know, it's not just, of course, in Clay County.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, getting down to Brimstone, like I said, it's a beautiful drive.
It is.
And they've got the little boat ramp down there at Brimstone, mm-hmm. the Brimstone Bridge. I know a lot of folks, of course, like to monster boats there and go fishing down in there. And it's kind of one of these hidden places that a lot of folks don't know about that I guess we need to let them know about.
Yes, it's really nice down there.
That's one of the beautiful drives we have. Okay, now let's go over on the other side. And let's go over and hang a right when we cross the Proctor Creek Bridge and go over to Vernon.
Go over to Vernon's a nice way, a nice drive, yes.
And you drive there, you go over all the way over in there to when you leave Clay County.
Mm-hmm.
I know, of course, beautiful farmland there. You go over there, the Amish community over that way.
Yep.
And you can drive that one through a beautiful drive if we want to give the folks over in Monroe County a little of their props through a beautiful, beautiful part of the country there.
It is.
And it comes back out over where Francis's Barbecue used to be.
Over at Heston.
And you hang a left there and come back to Solana with another beautiful drive.
Right.
You know, there are just so many of those that are here. But now let's, some of the roads, the old traditional roads. I know the Moss Arcot Road.
Mm-hmm.
We look at that today, and we come down through there, and we come down, and we hang a left, come into Salina down there. Well, that didn't work 100 years ago, did it?
No,
it didn't. Do you have any idea when the road was built around the bluff there?
I do not.
I don't either. But I do know that it didn't exist back up that way many years ago because the main road to get from, from out at Shattersburg, Carolina, was down the Divide and Ridge Road.
It was.
And so that one, you know, because there wasn't, if you were using the Moss Arcot Road like it was laid out, you were going to Butler's Landing.
Mm-hmm.
You wasn't coming to Salina.
Right.
And of course, at that time, you know, Butler's Landing was a big community too, especially about the time we became a county here and the county seat got moved up to Salina.
Yes.
But, you know, that road wasn't there. And I know what is now, the road that's named after my family, Watson Road there, at one time I think that was called Liberty Bell Road, which you may have never heard.
No, I've never heard
of it. Which was an open highway over the hill there, down into the hollow there where it was farmland, and there's a couple of houses that were down in there at one time. And that was an open road down through the Plumley land all the way down to the Rock Quarry.
Right.
So, you know, you're sitting there thinking, hey, you know, the McLaren folks out there and the Kendalls that lived back this way from Moss, if they were coming over towards Salina, they would have probably come down that road.
Right.
So, but, you know, there's just so many of those. And I know, the road down, the McFarland Road, which we lost a few years ago.
It's
a public road. Was a beautiful drive here.
Yes.
So, but, you know, I think that now is closed because of private property.
I think it is. Yeah, it's closed.
That was a beautiful drive down in there. So, you know, there are just so many, many of those things. But I'm looking down on this here, the New Hope Road.
Mm-hmm.
That is probably one of the faster growing residential areas.
It is. It's really heavily populated around through there.
Just about everywhere you look around through there now.
Yeah.
There's a house
somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, I can remember there being old wagon roads and things that led from off of the New Hope Road that went all the way down to McFarland Creek down in that way, and also over into other parts of Kentucky.
Yeah.
Off of that, you know, it's amazing sometimes when we just kind of sit back and look at some of the county roads. But okay, now let's talk about taking a little break.
Okay.
We'll be right back in a few minutes. Let's talk about some of the preparations.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
A state debris burn permit is required for outdoor burning through May 15th, where local restrictions do not apply. Get your leaf and brush pile burn permit free, fast, and easy from your mobile device 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time at burnsafetn.org. Where internet access is limited, call 877-350-2876 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Call volume can be high with long wait times, so get a permit online if possible. Again, that website is burnsafetn.org. Remember, fire prevention begins with you.
Welcome back, everyone. I think I'll read my birthdays right now before we get started. We might go on past the 30-minute hour here. Here's a familiar name celebrating a birthday on the first of this month. It's Joanna Roten. You know her?
I do know her, yeah. Mother-in-law.
We will not disqualify her, though, now. We'll put her name in the drawing. And also, we have celebrating birthdays or anniversaries. I don't think we've got any anniversaries again. We've got quite a few names on here. Sherman Brown, his wife Liz called in to wish him a happy birthday. And Mr. Roy Hanson.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Mr. Roy?
I knew Mr. Roy, yeah.
Mr. Roy ever paddle you or anything?
He did, yeah. He's good at it, too.
Mr. Roy, been along with me, was my teacher here for a number of years. I believe he said he's going to be 79 years, or he was 79 years old yesterday. And looking on down through here, we've got Kevin Westmoreland celebrating a birthday, the basketball coach over at Clay County High School, Rob Edwards, celebrated a birthday. And this lady actually lives over in Kentucky. She was just right behind me in high school. I ain't going to say how old she is, but I'm about 78. Miss Imogen Baxter, Miss Imogen Scott Baxter, we'll wish her a happy birthday. We won't put her in the drawing since she's over in Monroe County, but we'd like to wish Mr. Joseph Burke a happy birthday. And also Mr. Danny Williams celebrated a birthday this past week. And I think maybe today Miss Calista Meadows celebrating the birthday. So we've got a pretty decent list today, and we'll be drawing out a name here after a while, and they'll win one of our birthday prizes over at the Chamber. Compliments of WVFB-FM 101.5 Kicks Country, and that is the spot you're at the radio dial if you're listening to us. And we really appreciate all the listeners that listen, and we appreciate all the folks that help sponsor us here each Thursday morning and enable us to come in here and have chats with folks here in the county. And right now, like I said, let's talk a little bit about when we get one of those things that comes across the TV and it starts beeping about midnight, and Mr. Browning hears that. And but we had a little bit more warning last week.
Yeah.
And that enabled you to do what?
When we have a pretty good warning, why, we can sort of prepare a little better, you know. And of course, we get all the trucks ready and on them, and the salters and chains on the graders, and we get ready to go to work then.
Okay, see, now that's something, you know, we see the the T-dot, the trucks running up and down the road when there's snow coming. But we don't get to see what you're doing usually, do, because you're off the side road.
That's right. We're back on them side roads where you don't have a place to turn around much, and sometimes you can't turn around. You have to back all the way back out, you know.
So, I mean, yeah, and it's something that I don't know, over the past few years that at one time our county road folks, we didn't do that.
Yeah, used to, they didn't do nothing.
Right.
Waiting on Mother Nature.
Right, wait, let Mother Nature melt it off.
You know, most people today do more than in 30 minutes than we can do in 8 hours, you know.
But, you know, there are, I know, I live on a hillside, and there's one little stretch of a steep little hill there, and, it, you know, I can pretty well depend on it getting cleaned off pretty quick.
Yeah.
And folks can get in and out. And, of course, now, I guess, as a society, we think right now if we're cut off from the grocery store for 30 minutes, that we're all going to starve to death.
Yeah.
We go get a pickup truckload of food and bring it in.
Yeah.
But what about do you have any of the trucks that are capable of spreading the salt and things like that?
We've actually got six trucks now that have spreaders on them, and of course they all have snow plows, most of them, and we get out there and do what we can do, you know.
But
it's pretty dangerous, but them guys, they do a real good job.
Are they on that 24-hour call too?
Yeah, every one of them down there is on a 24-hour call. Yeah.
Do they ever complain about that?
No. They don't really. I mean, call them and they're there, you know.
You know, that's something that, you know, we like to talk about them, how many of them it takes to hold a shovel up, things like that.
Yeah.
But when something like this happens, you know, they become, they're no longer just employees of the Clay County Highway Department. They are public servants, aren't they?
Yeah, people depend on them. Yeah.
Right. And that, it, you know, it keeps our county, it keeps us safe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes we forget. And, of course, we know there's lots of days where Mr. Brown and my house would look and try to find somebody a little bit of a job. But those days are well made up. Like a couple of weeks ago when the snow was here.
Yeah. You know, they're out, you know, lots of times after dark. And of course, you know, you're out there pushing snow after dark. It's pretty dangerous.
Yes. Okay, now, if getting a section of road declared a county highway, what does that involve?
Well, it's supposed to be. I mean, the landowner, if he's wanting to turn a section road into a county road, he's supposed to get it up to specs, which means the width, the ditch lines, the culverts, wherever needed, and then the rock on it. And then I, like the highway commissioner, will go out there and accept it. And then it goes before the county commission, and they'll ask me if I accept it, and they'll vote, you know, however I say,
okay.
On that.
Okay, so that is where the owner, of course, I know, I'm sure you've never had anyone come in and say, would you come out there and doze my road and get it set up so we can make it a county
road?
No,
that's never happened.
But I know that actually, if you want it done, you know, be reasonable.
Right.
You know,
right.
Don't.
It's not, you know, it don't have to be absolutely perfect, but, you know, just reasonable, you know.
And then once it is declared a county road, then the county is assumed.
The county will maintain it and
maintain
no,
it.
Yeah.
And okay, now how many actual asphalt county roads do we have?
Oh Lord, I've never sat down and actually counted that up.
Yeah.
But there's only like 46 mile of gravel road left.
You're closing in on that.
I'm working on it, but
okay.
I don't know. It'd be a task. It'd be hard to get them all.
And, you know, something I guess, you know, a lot of folks on this side of the river don't really know about a lot of the highways down in the Hermitage Springs area, that go up Lion Creek.
Right.
Tell me a little bit of the Lion Creek Road.
The Lion Creek Road is It's a through road. It actually comes over about the Kentucky line, and comes out at Clementsville there, pretty close to the Clementsville Church. And it's a good road. We actually just resurfaced it back in the summer this year.
And I know the road going over to Harlan's Crossroads, that has been resurfaced in the last little bit.
Yes.
You know, like I said, it's amazing sometimes. You need to take a month here in Clay County and just start driving.
People would really be surprised. I mean, if you say go to Bakerton and drive to Willow Grove, it's a long way.
You know, and it's just, like I said, it's beautiful drives.
It is.
And how many different roads are there to get from Clay County to Gamaliel, Kentucky?
Oh, there's a lot. You can leave Hermit Springs and go three different ways to get to Gamaliel, just from leaving Hermit Springs. And probably maybe one or two, I don't know about. I don't know.
And how far is it from there to Gamaliel?
It's not far at all, maybe 5 miles, 6 miles.
And that might be one of the reasons why some of the folks go over to the grocery store over there. And
could be, yeah. It's really close.
All the way to Saline and some of those places. But, you know, like I said, there are just numbers, though. I'm thinking about over on this side, Turkey Creek Road.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a through road, and it is actually resurfaced 2 years ago. It's still in pretty good shape. Of course, them hard winters like we're having now, they work on the roads. It really hurts the surface of them.
And once a little crack made, we have that thing called a pothole come up, don't we?
Yeah, when that crack gets there and the water gets under it and then it freezes, well, it puffs it up. Then you've got a hole.
Okay, what about the Oil Holler?
Oil Holler Road, yeah.
What about that one?
It's a good road. It's dangerous though, still yet. But it's steep when you get up there toward the top. It's really steep.
So you know, like I said, I could sit here and say, you know, we talked about the Moss Arkoff, the Dry Creek Road. Looking on through the Proctor Creek, over in the Proctor Creek area, the Jake Rockwell Road. All of those things. Now, another thing with maintaining the highways, I guess one of the most important, it's not as important as it once was for loads of school children, because I know we don't have as many students riding buses anymore, but the close interaction and between the county highway department and the school system about the highways and things and keeping them safe.
Yes. Yeah, we work together. I work a lot with the bus coordinator out there, Mr. Avery Johnson. Of course, the bus drivers will tell him if they see something wrong, and he'll let me know about it, and we'll take care of it.
Okay, I think that's kind of like mail service, isn't it, for school buses?
Yes, it is.
I mean, I think there's a thing in the putting up a mailbox is the mail carrier doesn't have to back up and turn around to get out.
Yeah, they don't like backing up.
And I think that's kind of the way school buses are also.
Yeah.
I know someone calls you and says, I need a turnaround out here for a school bus.
Mm-hmm.
What happens then?
Well, usually I make sure that is what's going to happen. And then I'll go look at it and see what we need to do, and we'll try to fix it.
And that's something that you have assumed the responsibility to do to make sure that happens.
Yeah, we try to keep it, make it as safe as we can.
And sometimes you'll get a call for that, which has more to do with making a good parking place for it.
Yeah, or, you know, that person might live there a month and then move. You know, you run into that sometimes, too.
You know, and I guess one of the most isolated spots that you maintain.
Like Pine Lick Creek and Crabtree Creek off in the west end area out there. There is a little grove in the east end area that's really isolated too, but we still, you know, try to maintain them. But if someone were to move in those places, you know, it would require just a little more work probably.
Okay, now what about if I keep going straight there to St. John's Church? that I think we get into Clay County down there.
Uh-huh.
Where does that road end?
The St. John, there at the St. John Cemetery?
Where you go straight ahead there instead of turning.
Oh, you'd be going on to Lilydale.
And it winds up, best I remember, if you drive far enough, you'd be in Dale Hollow Lake.
You'd be in the lake, yeah.
You know, and of course, at one time, there was the big talk, you know, about the Russian invasion we were going to have here, and they were going to build houses down in there. And,
right.
Going to have boat docks down in there and all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. But, okay, I know there are some. Is the gated community down, is it still in existence down there where folks came in and built some houses? And
yeah, that's,
what's the name?
I think that's actually in Overton.
Is it in Overton? So it wasn't over in the edge of Clay County.
No, huh? I can't remember the name of that, though.
I can't either right now. But, you know, I, like I said, somewhere along the line, I've been lost and driven all the way down to the bank
right.
of Dale Hollow down the St. John. Okay, now, another thing let's take a little short break here. We sat here and radioed, and we needed to get a few commercials in. I want to talk about a little spot up toward Pickett County. We'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
A state debris burn permit is required for outdoor burning through May 15th, where local restrictions do not apply. Get your leaf and brush pile burn permit free, fast, and easy from your mobile device 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m. Central Time at burnsafetn.org. Where internet access is limited, call 877-350-2876 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Call volume can be high with long wait times, so get a permit online if possible. Again, that website is burnsafetn.org. Remember, fire prevention begins with you.
Welcome back, everyone. I see you're checking your phone. You got any important calls coming in?
I had a couple messages, but that's all right.
Nothing that said to us?
No, nothing yet.
Okay. Okay, now, another thing we were talking about, one little spot here in Clay County called the Herd Ridge.
The Herd Ridge, yeah.
The Herd Ridge. And that's kind of a unique thing here in it's actually in Clay County. But can you get to it from Clay County?
No. You've got to go through Overton to get there. It's about a 4.5-mile stretch of road. It's on the far eastern edge of Clay County. There's three different counties that own sections of that road.
So that's Pickett, Overton, and Clay.
Pickett, Overton, and Clay, yes.
Okay, which water company services them?
I think North Overton services
okay.
the whole road. Now I'm not 100% sure about that.
But how many Clay County families do we have living up there, right offhand? I mean,
it's surprising. I think there's actually like 10 or 11, something like that, yeah.
I'd say probably, they probably don't come to Salina.
No, I'm sure they don't.
Well,
Maybe to pay their land tax, something like that.
Yeah. That's the only way we get them in.
Yeah.
And, hey, that's something else, too, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
They're due right now before...
They're due end of this month. If...
Yeah, so you better get down there if you ain't paid them, get that
done. Right. They'll be looking for you.
Yeah. But now, oh, now, that's something, too. I think we saw a thing where, with the COVID thing, there's been some kind of grace period on that.
I believe that's right. I think...
Put your name in the paper that you're a derelict non-taxpayer this year.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, back to the herd ridge out there. When it comes time for those folks to vote,
mm-hmm.
Where would their voting precinct? I don't have any idea where their voting precinct is.
Well, the Clay County people would go to the Maple Grove School. That's where they vote at over there.
And how long a trip would that be?
That's probably 4 miles for 4 or 5 miles.
Bad.
No, it ain't
that's
too bad.
Not too bad.
No.
But, you know, that, like I said, I know that's been kind of a controversial thing. I think maybe Pickett County may have a little spot over in Clay that's kind of like that, too. I'm not sure what the name, but I think they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I know back many, many years ago that our county executives and there were trying to get together somewhere or other where they could trade that out and move Herd Ridge over to the Pickett County tax rolls and move it. But I think the folks living there didn't want any part of it.
I don't think that went over too good. No.
I think they still, even though they didn't come to Salina Warehouse, they still considered themselves to be Clay County.
Mm-hmm.
But I hadn't heard anything about that in a long, long time.
No.
But I don't know if we have any other places in the county that are like that.
No, that's really the only one.
And I do know that, you know, we have our Mitchell Creek boat stored up there.
You do have to go through Overton to get to it.
You've got to go through Overton County to get down to it and to get to that resort down there. And I think, of course, I think Overton County does, they do have maybe one resort. You know, what is it, East Fork.
East Fork, like
which is up close to Alpine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, of course, anything on Dale Hollow Lake in the last 20 years, you know, the little so-called boat ramp place where you unload your boat and things, they were actually one of the, I guess, the 12, 11 or 12 sites that were designated to be stored areas.
Right.
And big corporations found these little spots like that.
Mm-hmm.
Came in here and purchased. A lot of them have expanded into big, big business.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw something the other day. It may move folks just a little bit, and that is that they're going to spend, the Corps is going to spend $500,000 up to expand the parking area or whatever they can do up at Pleasant Grove.
Yeah.
So, and if you've ever tried to go to Pleasant Grove in the summertime, sometimes it don't bother.
You pretty much have to walk in.
And I don't know how they're going to manage that, but they're spending some money on that. And look like also they're going to do some work on the roadway across the dam.
Uh-huh.
And of course, for the past 10 years they've had to close it down to try to do a little patchwork here and there.
Right.
But look like they're going to try to take care of that. And I do know that that sometimes we like to have all the folks coming in to visit, but it seems like sometimes there's too many of them trying to come the same weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, those holiday weekends, it's really busy.
And I know that the business that we have up there, it seems like all of them are expanding,
uh-huh.
And we're going to keep getting the folks in. But I've often said we need to have a toll gate,
mm-hmm.
and charge each one of them 50 cents just to come through out at Moss and down from Gainsborough and all those places. Just to let them come through. That would maybe solve a lot of our tax problems here in Clay.
It would, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it would. Okay, now, looking forward to this year, I'm sure that you have to do a plan every year.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got that one worked out for this year yet?
I have, but this fuel, it's really hurt the budget. Of course, the fuel being going up the way it did, that made a big difference on things. You'd be surprised how much just one thing would change, you know, everything else, but it does.
Okay, the rising cost of fuel.
Right, and everything's going up,
right,
you know.
I mean, that's, you know, during this inflationary period,
uh-huh.
everything is going up. But do you have any major projects maybe that you're looking at this year? Or?
Nothing really, really major. Some more tiring and chipping and hopefully a little hot mix, you know, here and there. But... I mean, that's about as major as it gets for Clay County.
So we haven't got any major highway projects?
No, not to my knowledge. Of course, you know, there's talk of the bypass coming through town, but we don't know when that'll be.
So, but I think it is moving along.
It's coming along.
I think if there have been some drawings made, I think maybe the TVA folks have made some perspective drawings.
I think they've done some surveying and, you know.
Surveying. So it's going to happen.
It's going to happen sometime.
And you know, you look at it, and sometimes folks say, well, you know, if we bypass with truck traffic, everybody will do that. But that's not going to be true.
I don't think so. It might make us. I know your trucks will be happy to see it.
Yeah, and I know the folks that want to come to Salina and park over at the bank parking lot and get out of their car and walk around Salina are really going to appreciate that.
Oh, yeah,
Maybe for that, you know, we'll become, you know, a walking town where folks can safely, you know, walk across the street without worrying getting run over by a load of walls.
That's right.
I mean, there's lots of them coming through here every day. And, of course, that'll make a difference. And I know a lot of the folks that are going to Cedar Hill Resort, if they get over the end of the bridge and they've got a choice of driving all the way around Salina and making an extra couple of miles to get back to Highway 53 to go on up to the lake, they're going to come on back through Salina like they always have.
We hope so.
Yeah, and you know, I've also noticed something too, and I'm sure that you may have noticed it too, that GPSs now are routing trucks and regular vehicles off of Highway 65, Interstate 65 up at Cave City, and are routing them through Glasgow, Tompkinsville, and Salina. But like folks going from Indiana to Georgia,
right,
to Atlanta, it's sending them that way. And that's something new because of the traffic jams in Nashville.
Right, yeah, they're going around it.
And I know in the last, between 5-8 years, a lot of this truck traffic that we have outside of the log trucks are truck drivers that are heading north, and they don't want to get caught up in the Nashville-Clarksville traffic on I-65, and they're bypassing that.
That's what they're doing, yeah.
And, of course, Tompkinsville, Monroe County, they have built their bypass up there, and they've got a sign very clearly saying, trucks turn here. I think it made, of course, they had a four-way stop up there, or street light, about like our four-way stop here.
Right.
Or when a big truck came through, I mean, it was a big deal to make the turn there. But how many, like you said a minute ago, we see GPS is sending people up Shanky.
Yeah.
And we've had them sending trucks up Donaldson Avenue here. In the I remember a few years ago we had a truckload of, the Salina K8 was selling oranges or something or other.
Yeah.
And a truckload of, you may be familiar with that one.
I've heard about it. I wasn't highway commissioner then, but yeah, it was a big deal.
And they got stranded out on one of the ridges down here somewhere or another, and they actually had to take trucks and go up and unload the oranges and come back. I don't know how the truck driver ever got out of there.
They managed to get him out some way.
But, you know, lots of neat things in and around the highways here.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's a tough job you've got sometimes, but I know you enjoy that job, because I know you've been in the heavy machinery business probably.
Yeah.
That may be kind of a family tradition, isn't it?
It was, yeah.
Anybody in your family ever been road commissioner before or anything?
Several years ago, my grandfather, Press Brown, and he was highway commissioner.
For a number of years.
Yes, he was.
So you're carrying on the family tradition, as the song goes?
You might say that, yeah.
And we were talking about, you know, your budget, and we haven't, you know, reminded the folks that, you know, the Clay County taxpayers, they don't have to support our highway program, do they?
They do not, and that's a blessing to them, yeah.
And, well, and to our county here, because,
it is.
Like you say, it usually stays there.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's the state gas tax is what we operate off of. Like, if you go out here and buy a gallon of gas anywhere in the state of Tennessee, it's all sent into Nashville in a big pool, the tax off of it. And 50% of it is divided up. Of course, there's 95 counties.
Right.
It's divided up that way. Then 25% is by population. Of course, you know, we're a small county by population. And then the other 25% is by land area. So, you know, we're kind of small
on that.
We're
not real big either.
Not real big on that. So, you know, we get by, but, you know, it'd be nice to have more, yeah.
Okay, and the gasoline tax, something that I will, is it set as a percentage of the retail price, or is it a set amount of money that they...
It's set on a percentage.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, because when these prices go up, the sales tax...
Yeah,
that may not be, the supply may be down.
If it goes down, it's still that same percent it's going to...
Right, so the...
And if it goes up, it's still the same percent.
But the actual amount you receive would be going up and down.
Yeah.
So that's something, too, that may be a bright side for you there with this high price of the gasoline.
Yeah, yeah.
So the next time folks complain about the high price of the gasoline, tell them they're getting it back with good highways here in Clay County.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
Well, listen, it's been a pleasure having you here. I'm going to let you just reach in here and pull me out a number in there.
All right, we'll do it.
And see what we've got. Oops, I dropped it. Looks like it came up to Mr. Roy Henson.
Mr. Roy Henson.
Mr. Roy, you can come over by the chamber office and pick up your little gift there, and I hope you and Miss Joy take the gift and enjoy it. We will, of course, we still got a few minutes left here, three or four minutes. Well, like I said, once again, want to remind everyone that we have our basketball game this weekend, and I know that you're particularly interested in that also. You have a son that's playing over there that we have high hopes for coming up here
right.
in the future.
Yeah, he's a sophomore, and he's a big boy, so.
And I know also, I was trying to make something else here. It slipped my mind. I must be getting old. But we remind everyone that we'll be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock, and you can listen to us on the Del Hollow Horizon website. And we enjoy being here each Thursday morning. It's been a pleasure having you here this morning with me.
Thank you for having me.
I always enjoy just coming. And I want to pull that map up and just kind of wander around with you today and talk about some of the places. And, you know, I think if the folks here in Clay County, I know sometimes they complain about this, they don't like that, they don't like that. But most of them, we love our county,
right.
But we don't get out and take a look at our county like
yeah.
we should.
A lot of people just, you know, they think there's just one or two roads, and that's where they live on, and they come to town, and, you know, that's what they see. Yeah.
But they, you know, it's time we got out. You know, I know we spend all kinds of money to go to the Smoky Mountains and that thing, and everybody wants to run up there in the fall and see all the leaves. And
yeah.
If you've ever seen a prettier sight of fall foliage than you can see driving into Salina over the old Walker Hill.
It is nice, yes.
There's not any place anywhere around it that's any more beautiful than that. And it's that way all over this county.
Mm-hmm.
We talk the McCormick Ridge Road.
That's right.
Out historic old Union Hill, which everyone used to, everyone in Indiana and Ohio knew where Union Hill was, but
right.
when they came down to visit, they had to go out to Union Hill, down to McCormick Ridge, a few places out there, to take some refreshments back with them.
Oh yeah, yeah, lots of that went on.
Well, looks like we about to run out of time.
All right.
We really appreciate folks being here with us today, and we've got the doors all shut, got most everything put back where it belongs. I'll let you get back to work.
All right.
And
appreciate it.
And like I said, really, really enjoy talking to you when they get you here.
I've enjoyed it.
You know, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again, and hopefully we'll meet you again next Thursday morning at 9 a.m. on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. May the good Lord bless and keep you till then, and good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.